Welcome to the Health Flow Podcast. I'm your host, Jean Armand, a nurse practitioner sharing health information, healthcare experiences, and guidance to help you navigate the healthcare system. Tune in weekly for conversations, tips, and real-life stories with my special guests. We're excited to have you on the journey with us to achieve the best version of a healthier you. Let's flow. Welcome to the Health Flow Podcast. I'm your host, Jean Armand. This is episode number 62, and I'm so happy to have you all who are listening. I hope that this podcast finds you all healthy, wealthy, and blessed. All right, so I got my vaccine today. Yes, that vaccine, the COVID-19 vaccine. I got it this morning. So let me tell you how the day went. So I had decided that I would get it as a healthcare provider. At this time, we are my hospital is making the vaccine available to all the people who are in direct patient care. The first week, that's what it was. So like most of the people in the anesthesia department who are in airways and are really getting exposed at a higher risk, and also emergency room. So, and now it's open to everyone who wants it. Still lots of folks out there who have different opinions about it, and I'm okay. I'm okay with everyone's opinion. My thing is, I think it was well stated by one of the burn surgeon. She was actually on one of my podcasts. When she got hers, she said that her post said something like, I pray, I believe God, and I also believe in science. So that's pretty much where I am. I believe God wholeheartedly. I pray and I believe in the science. I'm not here to battle with anyone about, all the different theories and how, all the different theories. I'm not here for that. I'm just saying, as a healthcare provider, I'm thankful for this gift. I believe science is not... Science and research and doing studies are not the way they used to be. It is not this vaccine is not being given to any single population or, a group of people. This vaccine is being given to healthcare providers, healthcare workers. We take care of people who have COVID. So, I don't see where, that theory of us getting hurt or whatever side effects or whatever, society needs healthcare workers because, without healthcare workers, where will we be? So yes, I got the Pfizer vaccine, and it's actually called the BioNTech, the type of vaccine. It is a messenger RNA vaccine, and it's given in two shots that are 21 days apart. The shot is given in the muscle in the upper arm. The vaccine does not contain eggs, it does not contain preservatives, and it does not contain latex. Okay, that's what it does. It's, you could actually just Google anywhere and you can find out how the immune system works with this vaccine. It is a long, lengthy explanation for how this works. I'm not really here to tell you that. I'm just here to let you know I got my shot. So this morning around 9:10, I got my vaccine in my left arm. Yes, it's an IM injection. So it has to go through the muscle. I got it around 9:10. I had a coworker take my picture to, just as a witness. So we can just, I'm the guinea pig in my department, not really the guinea pig, but I was the one that said, yeah, sure, I'll go first for my area. So they'll be watching to see how I do. And it's plenty of people who've already had it and they're all been doing fine. I took 2 Advils before I went. Because I anticipate that I'm going to have pain in my arm. And yes, even now, I just took 2 Advil and that was probably around 8:30 this morning. And I probably could take a couple more because my arm is sore, but that's all. That's it. I'm not feeling sick. I haven't had any fever. We actually had this thing set up where maybe about an hour ago, I got a message, like a check-in message, and I was supposed to report any symptoms that I may have had. But other than just pain in my right upper arm, there's nothing else. And it's not severe pain. It's fine. It's just soreness. It's soreness, just like any other vaccines I've had. I recently, a couple months ago, had my second dose of shingles vaccine. And my arm was really, really sore with that one. So this is not any different. I don't have to stay off work and I'm gonna go to work tomorrow. They are recommending that when we get the second dose, we should not work the day after the second dose. And a week after the second dose, you should be immunized, it's in full effect. So that timeline is really working well for me because I'll need to travel, at the end of the month, the end of January. So that's going to work for me. I mean, I have other friends who've gotten the vaccine and they're all doing well. I'm thankful for it. I feel like science has come a long way. And yes, people are saying things like, oh, they came up with it so fast, but it's a pandemic. Over 300,000 people have died in the United States alone. So, and we are a developed country where every effort was supposed to be put into getting this vaccination done. And with the development of science and the different techniques, we can figure things out a little bit more rapidly now. We don't have to wait years. We weren't in a situation to wait years. So I'm thankful, and the majority of people I know who are in healthcare, they're thankful that they can get this vaccine because we need to be here to help take care of our communities. This is what we signed up for. I could never see myself being in any profession other than the healthcare. I appreciate this. I like what I do. I like the fact that I make a difference. I still, because I've been doing it a while, I have a lot of knowledge that I've learned over the years that I still, that's why I even do this podcast, so I can share and encourage people to live healthy and to take good care of themselves. So, like I said, I just wanted to come on and let everyone know that I got my vaccine. I'll be getting the second one towards the end of January, I think around on the 22nd. My appointment's already scheduled for vaccination number 2. A week later, I should be fully immunized. And I'm thankful I'm not having any side effects. We just have to continue on and be diligent so we can protect everyone, ourselves and each other. Still continue to wear your mask. And especially if you don't believe in the vaccine, please wear your mask. Wear it properly over your nose and your mouth, securely covering your mouth and your nose. Stay away from crowds. Wash your hands, please. There are people every day who's testing positive. So regardless of what your feelings are on the vaccine, whether you believe or not believe, that's a personal choice. That's a personal choice. But please, if you're not going to get it, or even if you do get it, continue to be diligent. I know we're tired. I know we're ready to move on. 2021 is about to come, but COVID's not going anywhere. I know that you all know that there's, now we're having different strains, just like with the flu, over 100 strains. So just think about others. Think about yourself. Think about your families. Think about people who have to go to work every day. I've not stopped working since COVID-19 has hit us. I don't have the luxury, me, myself, and many others don't have the luxury of staying home. And even staying home for a while, that has its consequences. People are staying home and not being able to get paid. Life is getting harder, and it's just a lot of a rippling effects. So I'm not saying that people who are staying home are having, a wonderful time. I know that's not the case, but just please be safe. Consider getting and taking your COVID-19 vaccine when it becomes available to you all. Please consider, use wisdom in your thought. Let's not just think just about the past. Don't let the past dictate your future. Things have changed. Science have changed. The way research and studies are being done is differently. No one can just blindly give false things to people with not understanding the effects. The pandemic is on us, and that's why the FDA approved the vaccine for the pandemic. More research is going to continue to go on. I think the scientists have done the best that they could under the circumstances. It is not perfect, but I don't believe that it's going to do any massive harm to any one of us. Thank you all. Have a wonderful, happy new year. Talk to you in 2021. Thank you for tuning in to the Health Flow Podcast. It is my sincere desire to provide you with information that will help you make better health decisions. Spread the word by subscribing, sharing, and rating. Until next time, keep your health flowing.